We'll do a review. This is the 23rd Maimer in Maimorim Melukot in Chelek Aleph. This Maimer was said in Shabbos Parshas Ha'azinu, which was Yud Beis Tishrei in Tovshim Mem Beis. Again, this is a little bit different, like the other Maimer we learned earlier also, Kaneshir Yoir Kinoi. It says Hanoche, and it's not divided into chapters. There's also another Maimer from the Rebbe with which was the like an addition to the Maimer of the Rebbe Maharash. So I need to find out exactly when things were done and how they were done. Apparently, this is Hanocha. The Rebbe wanted this to say Hanocha. It wasn't published ever for, like we have in Akuntres, like we have most of the other Maimorim. So this is the way. It's also a very short Maimer. And it's mostly like the other Maimer also, the theme is the same as in the Maimer we learned from Tavshin Choptes. It was Yud Gimel Tishrei then. In any event, so we'll do the Maimer now. So, Besayte Dishmaye, Shabbos Parshas, Hazinu, Yud Beis Tishrei, Tovshim Mem Beis. So, the Rebbe brings out over here that the Eibishter finds and takes a Yid out from the Midbar, from being in a very low place. A Midbar, Hashem doesn't Lo Yoshev Odom Shom, Hashem Odom Elyein, even the Yidden Lo Yoshev Shom. It's a place without Torah Mitzvahs, and yet is Kinesher. It's like an eagle, he raises him to the highest level. The Rebbe will speak about that the elevation is all the ways up to Pnimiyas HaKeser in the level of Atik, and because it can to bring the person up all the ways from the lowest level, it comes dafke from the highest level, as the Rebbe will explain. So let's look at the Maimir inside. Just like the eagle wakes up his nest, so Rashi explains that he doesn't just approach it all of a sudden to scare the little chicks, but is the little eaglets, but al gozolov yirachiv, over the little chicks, he hovers and he does it. That's an expression of kindness. We want to say that the Eibishter acts with us kind, as we find by the eagle, there is a kindness of the Eibishter. How is that kindness? What says before Kanesha Yoir Kinei? It says, Yimtzaehu Be'eretz Midbar. God finds him, meaning the Jewish people, he finds them in a forest, in a desert, in a uninhabited land, in a Midbar land. And he finds them over there. And then all the ways from the Midbar, it says, V'achar zeh misayim, the pasuk says, Hashem, havaye bodod yanchenu, and Hashem leads him alone in a place where just Hashem with the Yidden are alone. That means we come from the extreme, the level of Midbar, but because of the Eibishter's compassion, instead of being in the Midbar, he leads us and brings us up that bodod yanchenu, to the area where Hashem himself, that's the way he leads us. Hine hapirush haposhut bozehu, so what is the simple meaning, what is the compassion over here? Shehakodesh Baruch Hu noyeg im bnei Yisrael berachamim k'moy hanesher hamerachiv al gezolov, that the Eibishter conducts himself with the Bnei Yisrael in a compassionate way, just like the eagle that hovers over its small chicks, okay, Pirush Rashi, as Rashi says, small birds, and that's in a compassionate way, as Rashi explains that he does it because the Nesher is does it in a compassionate way, so the Eibishter also leads us. So this means that we're talking here about two things. We're talking the Eibishter's compassion, and we're talking about an eagle's compassion. And we're saying that the compassion, just like the eagle, the Eibishter is compassionate with us. Kolaymar. Sheyesh rachamei nesher kipshutam. There is compassion of an eagle, literally. Yesh rachamim sheim kimoi nesher ulamayli himenu. But there is also the level of compassion which is like the Nesher. We're saying it's similar, but it's higher than the Nesher. This is a compassion which comes from the Eibishter. This is a higher level of compassion. So, while there is a compassion of a Nesher, we're saying the Eibishter is a higher level of compassion. And this is in all Madregas, just like we're saying a Nesher literally. And then there is the Eibishter is like the Nesher. So the Nesher literally could be in the worlds of Biyah, that's the literal, and then it could be in Atzilus. And there's always the Kinesher, the compassion which comes from a higher place. So, yesh, v'ne kol ha'inyonim shebetoyro, yesh nam b'chol ha'ilomis. All matters of Torah consists are found in all worlds. So we find them in this physical world, but we also find them in all worlds, ad lemaila maila, until higher and higher. Mizem move on, so from this we can understand the kishem shiyesh beis bechines elu ba'olam hazeh hagashmi, just like we have these two levels in this physical world, that we have a Nesher over here. We have a Nesher, Ukamay Nesher. We have the eagle. And then we're saying Hashem leads the people in this physical world, the Yidden, the Sidelum Hazagashmi. Hashem leads us like a Nesher. So you have the Nesher and like a Nesher. Kachu ba'ilomba is shalemailo mimenu. So is also in the world which is higher than this physical world. You have the regular compassion of a Nesher, and then you have the higher level. In the Olam HaZbiyah, we have also these two levels. And Ad L'Olam HaAtzilus, until also that in the world of Atzilus, we have the two levels. We have the levels of Nesher, Rachamim, and in the world of Atzilus, it's already a high level of godliness over there. It's a the world of Atzilus is Olam Ardus, and yet there is also Kan Nesher, the higher level of godliness, which is higher. The Af Ad Olam Atzilus. There too we have the Nesher, and then we have the Kan Nesher. The Af Sheyesh Boi Eser Sfiris, notwithstanding that it is 10 Sfiris. So why is there such a chiddush that also in Atzilus there's 10 spheres over there? So there is fragmentation. Why can it be kirachmim higher? But yet, harihu oilam ha'achdus, but it's still called the world. It's a world of Atzilus is a world of achdus. Umikom ukeim gam boy yesh bechinas nesher. There is the level of nesher. Vihi midas harachamim da atzilus. That would be the level of rachamim of atzilus. Viyesh boi bechinas kanesher hainu rachamim shalomailo midas harachamim. That is compassion which is above than a measured rachamim. In atzilus, it's midas harachamim. There is a level of rachamim kanesher which is high. So we have the various different levels, so we can say, when we say Kanesher, it can be higher and higher. We can even be higher than Atzilus. But still, we start with the way it's literally. Amnam afal pikein hare iker hatoyra he lamato. The Torah mainly is lamato. So while Torah, we have the kanesher in the various different levels, but it's below. So that means that even when we talk about the kanesher in Atzilus, for example, as the Rebbe said, which is higher than Atzilus, that level of kanesher comes down in the lamato. So when we say kanesher yoir kinei and it goes in the world of Atzilus, it is the level of higher than Atzilus, higher than the midas Atzilus, but it comes down into this world. The Torah is not in the heavens. And also as the teaching of the Magid of Mizrich, he teaches the saying of our sages of blessed memory, they say, Da mal mailo mimoch. So normally it's translated, Poshet, that know what's above you, that Hashem is above you. Know, recognize, appreciate, have in mind what's above you. The Magid of Mizrich teaches, Da mal lemailo, what goes up lemailo is mimoch, it comes from you. That means, Shekol ho'inyonim shel lemailo tluim boch, all aspects of above hinge on the person. Bavoidas ha'odom anim tzolamato, the service of man who is below. Ubefrat achrei matan Torah, especially after matan Torah. So this is all always, but especially after matan Torah, Torah's le bashamayimi, right when the Torah was given, but especially, that's even before matan Torah, especially after matan Torah. Sha'oz then nitna ha'Torah lamato, the Torah was given below, v'loy bashamayimi, the Torah is le bashamayimi, canal, as we said before. So, meaning that everything that we're talking about, the highest madregas, come down into the lowest madregas, into the mata, into this world. Kinau. So basically, we're saying that the level of kanesher will even come down here, lamata. Ba'oizos, in addition to that, the chol ha'gavoya yeser yered lamata yeser. Besides that, the fact that we're talking about the rachamim is such a high level and higher even than atzilus, it will go down lamata yeser in the lowest level, all the ways below. Hainu, the inyan achi naile shebetoyra, the highest idea, which is the most elevated, like the idea of the kanesher, higher than atzilus, in imtso davke lamata, we can find this davke below. So from this we understand also with regards to this aspect of the eagle, shaposik zeh koilel es beis hakitzovis, that this posik includes the two extremes, the rachamim, Hachiel Yonim, that the highest level of compassion, Imshochim Daf Kilamato, they extend specifically below, Bimokim Shebairachme Nesher Kipshuta, in the place where there is the compassion of the eagle, literally meaning in this world. This world is connected to the Rachamim that we have above. How do we explain this? So the Rebbe explains, because the level of Nesher is actually always in Atik, in Primis HaKeser, and that's why it comes down even below. But you know, Dine Ksiv, the Pasuk in Mishlei says, Shloima Heima Niflu Mimeni, that there were three things that Shloima Melech said that is surprising. One of the things he asked, he doesn't understand derech hanesher b'shamayim, the way of the eagle in the shamayim. So what is it that he didn't understand about Shleim HaMelech? What is the eagle in the shamayim? So it's explained elsewhere, the hapele who, what he was surprised, eich yesh pnei nesher shu oif tomi b'merkova ha'elyoina. How could there be the face of an eagle, which is a non-clean bird, in the chariot, the supreme chariot, in the carriage of above, and the Cheskel saw the Pnei Nesher. So Shlomo HaMelech was saying, I don't understand. How could there be a Nesher Bashamayim? So the question is, why did he only question about the eagle? One of the other chayis in the Merkava is the Pnei Aryeh. Aryeh is not a kosher animal either. Why didn't he ask only about the Derech Nesher Bashamayim and not about the Aryeh, which is in also in the Merkava? B'tzorich lov, mashar yesh, b'merkava gam Pnei Aryeh el hayimin. There's also on the right is the face of the lion, Shuchayet Meya, Umadua Plia hi ala Nesher Davke. So why was he surprised specifically on the Nesher? So the explanation based on what's explained elsewhere, Shaderach HaNesher, Pnei Nesher Shebi Merkobo, Huinyan Kabam Tsoi. When we talk about the path of the Nesher, Bashamayim, the Nesher, the Merkava, that is the Kav HaMtzoi, because you have the Aryeh to the Yamin, and you have the Shoir to the left, and the Nesher is in the middle. So that's the Kav HaMtzoi. So the Kav HaMtzoi goes all the way up to Atik. The other Kavim stop by Chitzonius, I guess, at the right and the left, they just go to Arich. The Kav HaMtzoi goes to Atik in Pnimius, I guess. So v'zehu mashe toma pnei nesher davke. That's why he was surprised at pnei nesher. Ki pnei aryeh el hayimin. The face of the line is to the right. The pnei aryeh shebe merkova heim bekav hayimin. The face of the line, which is merkova, is on the right side. The oile bechitzonis hakeser bilvad. That only goes to the externality of keser in the level of arich. Ve'in ze pele kol kach. So that's why that's not so surprising. How do you have a Pnei Nesher in Arich, in Chitzenis HaKesar, Mashen, Kim Pnei Nesher, Shehem Bekav HaHem Tzoyi, Nesher is in the middle line. Ha'oi Lebi Pnei Mis HaKesar, the other Maimer explained that that's Mevriach, the Kav HaHem Tzoyi is Mevriach Men HaKotze Al HaKotze, which means it goes up to ways, all the ways to Kesar. Yipol Lema'oi, that will be the surprise. The surprise is, Eich yesh pnei oif tomei b'pnimius hakeser. How is there an unclean bird in the pnimius hakeser, even in the level of atik that we have there tomei? That's why the question is specifically on the pnei nesher, on the nesher, because the nesher is the mitzoy, which goes all the ways up till pnimius hakeser. So what is the explanation? How come taku b'roinyan? How does this happen? Dine davke liyois midas harachamim mushreshes b'pnimis hakeser. Because the measure of compassion is rooted in the inner of keser, and it's such a high level, lefikach nofla lamata mata. That's why taka fell very low. So the reason Nesher is taka a very high level, but it's not over there. That's not the Nesher. When we say the Nesher is atomic, it fell down from its level. That's why it's called Nesher. Comes from the language of falling down, a descent, a fall. Neshira falls off. The Nofel Medargib. It fell from its level. It was so high and it fell down. Adloif Tomei, to the extent that it became an unclean bird, which is Shemachutz Lamokem HaGedusha, which is outside of the territory of Kedusha. It's Tomei. It's not only not a mitzvah, but it's not even a Kedusha. It can't even, it's a Tomei bird. And this is the flow of the psukim that I've explained. Now we understand the continuation of the verses. And now we understand the interpretation of the verses. First, the pasuk says Yimtzeu Beres Midbar. So you found him in the desert, which means the midbar who mokoy mashal lo yoshav adam sham. The midbar is a place where people don't sit there. People in this case means the adam ha'elyon. Hainushu mechutz lo moshav adam elyon. That's outside of the settled of the adam elyon. Bal derech ze. Not only chutz adam elyon, it's chutz from Eden of a yid. It's not in a settled, it's outside of a settled place of the Adam, where Yidden are called Adam, Atem Kruim Adam, Adam Elyon, compared to the Elyon. So what does it mean it's in a place where there's no Adam? Meaning, Ki b'chol Yisrael yesh nefesh ha-kedusha, shi chelik alakami mal mamish. Every Yid has a soul of Kedusha, which is a part of Hashem Mamish. So therefore, that we're all the people that we're a chelik of Hashem. Ulefikoch ein lohem shum shayches lamokim hamidbar shemachutz lekedusha. So a yid in essence has no connection to any place of a desert which is outside of Kedusha. Because a yid is kedusha, and a place which is not kedusha, a yid doesn't sit there. It's not him. It can't be there. So we're saying even more than that. It's not only that a yid doesn't sit there. V'loy zu bilvad shelo yoshav adam shom. Not only that he doesn't settle. Haynu Yisrael shom. Adam, again, meaning Yisrael, because Adam Kriyim Adam. So not only in that place, which is a midbar, outside of Kedusha, the Yid doesn't settle there, Ela Shalavar Shom. It doesn't even pass there. Hainu She'ein Li Yisrael Kol Shaychas L'mokim Zeh. He has no connection. V'zehu Shemamshich, and that's why the Pasuk says, K'nesher Yoyid Kinoi, like the Nesher. Why like the Nesher? He wakes up because Kilamokum Zen Noflo Bichinas Nefesh. Bichinas Nesher. Because Kinesher, it fell down all the ways Noshar, because Yid doesn't belong there and Yid has no Shaykhis over there. It's a place of a midbar and it has no connection and Yid doesn't even pass by there. And that is where it fell down over there in the level of a noshat. So even though we're talking about a very big descent all the ways to the level that noshat, it fell down all the ways into the Eretz Midbar where a person doesn't see, doesn't pass, it's outside of the territory of Kedusha. It's Noshar Kenesher still Yimtzeu. Yimtzeu Meretz Midbar Gomer. The Gam Mishom Yikabetzcha Hashem Alekecho Mishom Yikachecho. Hashem gathers you in from there and he takes from there, quoting the Pasuk. V'halo v'hatshuva mimokim zeh. How do you go up? How do you return from that place, from the Midbar? That is through revealing the level of Nesher, as we said, in the highest level, to the level of Pnimius HaKesar. Because from the forest itself, you have to make the ox to cut the forest, which means to cut the level of klippa that has come down, we have to go all the ways up to its sort where it comes from, and from there we can elevate it. V'al yidei zeh oilim lipnimiyas hakesar. And that way, through this, when you reveal the level of kanesher, you become a pnimiyas hakesar. Explains the ki von shekol agavoya yoser yered lamata bi yoser. since the more that it's higher, it goes down lower. So davke through elevation from such a far away place from the midbar, the elevation is much higher. So the reason why you go up all the ways to Pnimiyus HaKeser is because you went down to the Mokem Rachik, because you ended up in the midbar, and the elevation therefore is to the higher place. Well, derech hamevuer become a mekaymes, similar to explain the many places milukute toira laharizal. From Lukutei Rizal, the Pirush HaKos of explaining the pasuk, "Ki lo yal alechem levada yichya ha'odom, ki al kol meitze pi avai yichya ha'odom." That man does not live just on bread, but he lives on what comes from Hashem, the spark that Hashem gives in to the bread, the Asar HaMamores, when the Eibishter gave the energy, the Meitze Pi Havaye created everything, that everything comes from the Eibishter's saying, and that is, so we say that Meitze Pi Havaye Chiyodim, he doesn't live from the physical bread, but he lives from the Meitze Pi Havaye. So why does the person need the Meitze Pi Havaye, which is in the bread? Why not the Meitze Pi Havaye, which is in the Adam? The Eibishter created man as well, just like he created the bread. So it's explained from Lekutei Torah d'Arizal, Shamedabe Tzorich L'Meitze Pi Havaye Shebedem Tzmeachai. The Medaber needs the Tzmeach, Deim Tzmeachai, the Meitze Pi Havaye in that, not his. The Meitze Pi Havaye in the Adam isn't sufficient. You need of the Demet Semeachai. The reason is, Mishum Shemizesh and Naflu Hanetzoitzes Lamata B'Yosem. Because the fact that the sparks fell lower, B'Demet Semeachai Shalamata Mimedaber, the fact that these sparks fell lower in the Demet Semeachai, which are lower level than Medaber, so that's evidence that their root is higher than the Adam because they came lower. So they davke have the power, that higher level, to vitalize as a meitze pi havaye shebemedaber. The meitze pi havaye shebemedaber, we need the meitze pi havaye the meitze mechai, because the lower came out lower, comes from higher. And similar when said even lower. Here we're talking about Demem Tzmeachai, it's not Tomei, it's actually able to elevate it, the Demem Tzmeachai. But here we're talking about an eagle, an Esher, which is a Tomeidik bird. So understand that if it falls even below, lower than the Demem Tzmeachai, Bchinas Nesher, it's on the level of Nesher, Shinyono Hanifila Mechutz L'Mokem HaGedusha, which the idea is that it falls outside of the area of Kedusha. The Davke Al Yidei Aliyah Halim Mokem Zeh Oilim At Lipnimis HaKeser. So Davke, the elevation from such a low play, you come all the way to Pnimis HaKeser, because you come from Pnimis HaKeser, that's why you ended up so low, that's where the elevation goes up to Pnimis HaKeser, just like by the Demem Tzmeachai, that the Medaber goes up to the level of the Meitze Pi Havaye, which is in the Demem Tzmeachai. V'zohu Tami Ridis HaNeshama Lamato. This is actually the reason why the Neshama came down below. Me'igra Rama, from a very high rooftop, Lebira Amikta, to a very deep abyss of a pit, a deep pit, Mebchinas neshama shenasata bi, starting with the neshama you've given me, ad l'nefachta bi, till we come, you have blown it, b'olam hazeh atachta. Why is that? Kidei sheba'olam zeh tia ha'aliyya milmata b'yoser. So in this world, it should be the elevation from the lowest level. B'sulam ha-murtzav arzo davke, the ladder which is standing on the ground. V'al yidei zeh, and through the level, the ladder which is standing on the ground, reishe magiya ha-shamaymo, you reach even to the sky, higher to the sky, l'mayla b'yeser, very high, higher even. Ad sheharuach toshuv ela l'kim asher nesano. Till you reach the level that the spirit returns to the Hashem that given it, so it's nafachta bi ato nasata ato b'sham. So you not only bring it back to Shemaimah, but you bring it back el kimasher nesano, which is the beginning from where the neshama comes in the first place. So mashem amshich, and this is what the pasuk continues: yitzerenu ki ishin eino. You guard him like the black of the eye. The black of the eye, that's where the light of the eye is. It's not the white of the eye that sees, but it's the black, because it's the darkness that turns around that really gets to see, gets to the higher level. The ishin hu ha-shochar sheba'ayin, that's the black of the eye. K'may merazal, as our sages of blessed memory say, eino dom reyim mitoich ha-lovon sheba'ayin. You don't see from the white of the eye, el mutoich ha-shochar sheba'ayin, but it's the black of the eye, the pupil. The inyan ha-shochar sheba'ayin haynu ha-shachrus v'helem v'arichu b'chulo. Black on the eye represents the darkness, the obscurity, the distance. From the far away, that's where you get to see. Ha-yidei his b'nuz b'zeh nimtze b'mokim ha-helem. When you reflect about this, that you find yourself in black, you're shachar, you're distant, you're in a place of blackness, because the person is in the desert, he starts to realize that he's far away, that he's black, and it's bad and it's bitter, the fact that you abandoned Hashem. That brings him through tshuva, through that descent, feeling remorse of feeling bad and bitter about leaving Hashem, brings the tshuva from the depths of the heart, to the extent that the intentional sins become like merits and eventually merits. First they become like merits and then they become actual merits. So the Rebbe explains that davke the yirida, davke because yimtzeyu beretz midbar, and then the elevation is that it goes all the ways up to pnimis hakeser, because when it's mutzav arza, the lower you go higher, like the whole cheshbon with the demetzmei chachai, which is higher than the medaber. And when a person reflects and sees how far, that's sort of represented by the black of the eye, that brings him to the riyah, to the vision, so that it turns around, the sins become like merits and merits. B'zehu k'nasher yoyr kinoi al gizolov yirachiv. That he wakes up because, and he hovers over these small eagles, the harichuv al gizolov moira al rachamim shal nesher kipshutek. This hovering over its little ones points to the literal compassion of the nesher, literally. Da'idei avoidas ha-tshuva mibchinas nesher lemato. So through the service of tshuva in the nesher below, which is very literal nesher, kinesher, like the nesher, in physically, in simply, yoir kinoi shel lemailo mailo, you sort of awake the nest of above, you awake the highest level of the kanesh of rachmin. So from the lowest level of nesher, you awake the kineda to the highest level of rachamim, nesher rachamim, rachamim lamato to the rachamim lamailo. Well, derech mashekosu b'mokam achar, rachamim and rachamim are connected. So even though this is rachamim and very kipshutoi, and that's rachamim of atik, so it's still connected. Haderech mashakos b'mokam achar, that these things are connected, even though there is, this is in a higher level, and this is a lower level, the isrotzen v'isrotzen. So there is two rotzens. So even though one is higher and the other one is lower, the rotzen atachten is a kli u'mamshech es rotzen elyon. It's a vessel and it draws down the supreme rotzen. Al derech ze yirat ato. Same thing is with yira. This is rotzen. Yirat ato, the lower level of yira, ikei lili yira ilo. That's a vessel for the upper level, supreme level of yira. V'chochma tato ikei lili chochma ilo. Basically, any time the same name is used, it's yira yira, they're clear to the other one. Halerei al derech ze al yidei b'chinas nesher, the level of nesher rachamim. Over here below, eilim lemidas harachamim shalamaylo, that you brings you up to the level of compassion of above, ad lerachamim shalamaylo maylo memido, to lerachamim which is even higher than a measure, which is the level of atik primis hakeser. V'zehu yimtzoeihu be'eretz midbor goymer. This is what we say. You find him in the desert. Why? The metziya shayich bedavor shenevad. When can you find something? You find him in the midbar, meaning he got lost. Because if you didn't get lost, then there's nothing to find. Metziya shayich bedavor shenevad. That means he got lost. Hainu shegam elu shenevdu beretz midbar. Also, those that were lost in they were nevdim. Hare Mitzayu, we gotta find them. Hare Mishomi Kabetzcho, the Ibsha gathers with Goymer. Vaad, she bechinas Mitzia, it says, oh wow, we found him. Which means, Inyan Shele Leferech HaYigia. Mitzia means it's an idea that you didn't, when you work for something, that means the effort brings it about. But Mitzia means you get a lot more. What does it mean that the Yid in the Midbar is found like a Metziah, the Eibishta finds him over there? The Rebbe says that the Eibishta didn't expect to find a Yid over there. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'shir k'viyachu b'atzmei, so to speak, Hashem did not estimate, so to speak, by himself. He didn't imagine. Hatzich nit girich, he wasn't prepared that he's going to find the godly portion whole in the desert. He finds him in the Midbar. What does it mean? Because that was optional to the person, and yet the person came through. He was so everything is in the hands of Hashem beside Yir Shamayim. So, Yimtzayu, oh wow, they said, I found, look what I found. I found the Yid, that the godly portion is Bishlemus, and that's not in Kaviyachu, that's not in the Abish's hand. Umshum Zeh Kodesh Baruch Hu, who be Spidus Mavidus Yisrael. Because of that, Hashem is excited from the service of a Yid. Rad Sheze Mevi Lidei Tainu Godel, to the extent that this brings to a tremendous delight, a great delight. And like the very literal thing that a person is very excited to find something. It's not same when a person delights if he earns something that he worked for. The Pasuk says, he works the land, he will be satisfied, he'll get the bread. So that's a lifarech d'avodah, he gets rewarded. It's not the same thing, l'mishamaytze mitziah. Somebody finds something, shizeh loy lifarech ha'yigiyah, it's not at all compared to the effort. He found something. The Eibishter finds a yid, it brings him a tremendous excitement. V'zehu shemamshich yisoyu alavrosi, that he carries him on himself. V'shayidei avodah satshuvah, because through this Aveda of Tshuva from Eretz Midbar, Eilim Lamaylo Maylo, you go higher and higher, Ad Lamaylo Mibchinas Avrosay, till higher than Avrosay, higher than the body, Hainu Lamaylo Mabachivor and the Malko, higher than 248 kings of the limbs of the king. That's in Atzilus, the different. Every mitzvah that we do, the Ramach Pikudim is the Ramach Evor and the Malka, were Mamshich, the Tziur Adam, the way it is, the limbs in Atzilus. Ki Yisrael Kodmu the Torah mitzvahs, because the Yidden is higher than the Torah mitzvahs. Kedisa Betonet Veil Yahu, as it says in Tonet Veil Yahu, that there was a question, who is first? Zvani Yomer Yisrael Kodmu. Ebsha says, I say, the Yidden come first. You know, the Torah itself said, but Torah, Darva b'nei Yisrael, Emra b'nei Yisrael, Chula, Jesus, that the Yidden come first, because speak to the Yidden, so it means that there's a Yid already there to talk to, Emra b'nei Yisrael. Ba'ad, Sha'olim, the Mokim says, so the Yidden going, Alev Rosi, higher than Torah, it's till the place, it says, Olav, Hashem, Bodad, Yanchenu, Hashem leads them all by himself alone, there's nobody else there. Yisroel, Umalko Bilchidoi, the Yidden and the king by himself. She Yisroel, Vatzmusim, Husis Baruch Kuluchad, that the Yidden with the Asmus are all one, that's where he raised them to all the ways to that level. Vine Al Yidei Shin Yonim Elu Nilmodim Betoyra Shabiksav, through learning these ideas in the written Torah, in the Parshas Hazino. And then you learn it in the oral Torah, as the Rebbe brought down from the different Maimori Chazal. Until which is explanation. The idea of Chabad is to bring it down. To the extent that you are sustained by it. It's not just understanding it superficially, but it gives you the sustenance, parnosa. So that reflection brings you to action, which is chippus ubirur hanitzutzis b'chol mokem, to search and to sort out the sparks everywhere. Ubefrat kshepegish nitzutzis elu b'ashgoch haprot, especially when you come across these sparks by divine providence, by deizeh boim likim ha'yiyud, that way you come to the fulfillment of the promise, havayim bodod yanchenu goymer, Hashem leads them, bodod, that Yisrael lives secure, bodod, by himself, and Yaakov. Korev mamish begula mitzvah shleim, aydei mashiach tzidkenu, yovev yigilenu yelechenu kemius larzenu, shereiv yameinu mamish.